coming up on Your Best Life.
To think that it could be just about one man in the history of the world who contains all the hidden wisdom and riches of the mysteries of God, and that all the purposes and all the gifts and all the power and all the glory and all the majesty of God was wrapped up in one person, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Welcome to another message by Pastor Phil Pringle, leader of C3 Church. We are praying that this message will bless you and help you live your best life. For more information about Pastor Phil and C3, please visit myc3church.net.
Okay, guys, well, tonight is an interesting night because normally I love bringing a great message. And I got a message. I got some things to say, but I haven't got like a really long message. I haven't got, because there are times when our messages can get in the way of what the Lord is trying to do. And you know, our purpose here is not to really display what we know. That's not my purpose here, certainly tonight. Even if you know a lot, and you get to know a bit after 44 years of preaching, just a little, and the temptation is to try and get it all out in a short amount of time, just to, and I don't really even know why. It's just like, because you know it. And so it becomes an intentional action that you've really got to do what Paul did, and say, I determined to not know anything else among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because all the other knowledge, brilliant. The man was brilliant, one of the greatest minds in the history of the world. He recognized, though, it would fog the image, it would cloud the message of the simplicity and the purity of Jesus Christ. And we cannot afford in the church to dilute the power that is in that single person. There are so many things in the kingdom of God that are amazing and wonderful. And I've found that churches and Christians so easily get distracted from that one thing that really, really matters, because it's an insult to your intelligence to be that simple, to think that it could be just about one man in the history of the world who contains all the hidden wisdom and riches of the mysteries of God, and that all the purposes and all the gifts and all the power and all the glory and all the majesty of God was wrapped up in one person, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I am here tonight to point you to Him, to proclaim none other than the Lord Jesus Christ as being the answer. The one that you need to connect with if you're ever going to discover what it is that God has got for you. I want you to come with me to Ezekiel 47 and verse 1. It says, then He brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple. I love this passage. And I've gone to it so many times because it rings on the inside of me about the need for you and me to get back. Get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. Hey, baby, come on. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belong. It's a religious meeting, people. We're meant to be Christians. You don't know songs like that. Back in the U.S., back, no, that's another one. He brought me back to where I once belonged. Maybe I'm the guide for you tonight to bring you back. Because it's, you got to hear me, because if I don't, if you're somewhere else where you really shouldn't be and the message doesn't get you back, something will. And I'm God's first gentle appeal. Come back. Come back. Come on. What are you doing out there? Away. Distant. Come. But he regards your eternal security way more important than your temporal comfort. And so he will disturb things in your world to get your attention. And when he starts knocking on the thing that's between you and him, in the book of Revelation, he is standing at the door. And he's knocking. And some of you got stuff in your world that's getting knocked around right now. And that's generally the thing that's between you and him, but he's just standing out there waiting for the invitation. And so this prophet says, this guy got me back to the door. He got me back to Jesus, because it's out of there that the river flows. And if you're anywhere else, you're going to be finding yourself getting exhausted. This river is a river of life, and trying to live the Christian life without that power, without that life, without that flow on the inside of you, is going to leave you dead and exhausted. The Christian life is not hard to live. It's impossible. You cannot do it. You can't forgive people you hate without the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. We've all tried it. But when you have got him and that life flows through you, it changes your heart. It gives you a new heart. Gives you a new mindset. So to get back to the door, and often we've been talked about the Holy Spirit people, or the presence people, or the faith people, or the, you know, like the victory, or the worship crowd, or, you know, the whatever. I got to tell you, the Holy Spirit would be offended if we put him at the center. He has come for one reason, and that is to testify and to glorify and to magnify Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He wants you and I to put our eyes upon Jesus, the Lord of all. There is no other. He is here to empower us to do that. All the signs, all the wonders are pointing to Christ. And if we've got our eyes on anything else, we're going to miss everything that God has got for us, because that door is your destiny. Jesus himself is the destiny that you've got in front of you. People ask me sometimes, what's my future? I mean, like people on staff or people around me, you know, what do you see for me? I say, well, I'm not always clear on that, but one thing I do know is that if you see relationship in your future, that'll open the door all the time. I've seen people forsake relationships because they got a better opportunity somewhere else. They were in this church and they were relating to this guy, but whoa, here's something else over there. So they drop all the great relationships that God has joined together, and they just put it asunder because there's some other deal going on that looks better in the short term. But you need to understand, all of what God does happens through connections, through relationships. 90% of what God is doing to do in my life is not inside me. It's inside other people. He's locked it up inside other people, and so when I get with them, something leaps on the inside. Like when Mary met Elizabeth, the babe leaps. Something leaps inside you when you meet a person who's divinely destined to assist you in your assignment. 30 years later, John and Jesus are doing something that will change the world. And if their relationship had been destroyed or damaged on the way through, who knows what could have happened? And here's the deal, that when Jesus brings you into connection with himself, the closer you get to him, it's like the spokes on a wheel. The closer you are to him, the closer you get to one another. And that divine connection starts to release things in you that you never knew you had. I'm the person that I am today, not because of me, but because of thousands of people. All these volunteers here, we could not do what we do here. The heroes of this conference are the volunteers. They're the people who are in the car park. They're out there doing all these things, and they've got something that leapt on the inside of them. They say, I want to be part of a divine purpose. So those people sitting next to you, while we're trying to get what we want for our thing, and ignoring trying to help others interpret their dreams, our dream will die without others flowing on the inside, flowing in our lives. He brought me back. Then he brought me back to the door. Who is this door? This door is Jesus. And tonight is a night of miracles. Miracles are going to flow like a river in here in about 10 minutes. I would have maybe 100 miracles on the inside of me tonight that are ready to be released. I literally feel them on the inside of me, like jumping around, kind of saying, get to it, get to it. And if you are looking for a miracle, I know this, that there are couples here tonight who cannot have children. We're going to pray for you, and within 12 months, you will have children. You will have babies and cots. You will have miracles happen in your world that will shock you. I'm not good at a lot of things, but I'm really good at that. I don't know how to say that. You know, I got babies all over the world, but it's like there are people who we pray for, and they show me photos, send me pictures. I'm at a conference one year, go back next year, and say, oh, here we go, this little baby, we've been trying for 6 years, and boom. Not just the prayer, but, you know, and anyway. John 1:1, who is this Jesus? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's how the Gospel of John begins, but that word, logos, translated word, was not used commonly to translate as word. Plato used it when he wanted to say meaning. Logos is better translated in the common language of the day as meaning or reason. So it could read, in the beginning was the meaning. And the meaning was with God, and the meaning was God. Nothing was made without meaning. Or in him was the reason. Nothing was made without a reason. And when people use their life wrongly, it's called abuse, because you didn't understand what the meaning was in your life. But the meaning of your life is wrapped up in another. And his name is Jesus Christ. And when you wrap yourself in Christ, you will discover all the things that were meant to ever happen to you. Way back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve fell out of the presence of God, these magnificent first creations, human beings of God, magnificently standing, glorious, clothed with light, intelligence beyond any thoughts that we could have, living in sheer glory and presence of God, suddenly do this little thing that they knew they weren't meant to do, fell into black darkness and fear. God comes, and he was used to relating to them at their level. He says, where are you? He knew where they were. It was more for them to figure out, where are we? That's a good question. Where are you? God said, I got to look after you guys. You're trying to cover yourselves with fig leaves. For goodness sake, don't you know there's autumn? It's coming. He clothed them with the skin of animals. That means an animal has died. Clothe them with sheepskin. A lamb had died. And then he clothed them with the skin of the sacrifice. It's an ancient prediction. It's a picture of you and I today. Jesus, our Lamb, has died. And we're now to be wrapped in Christ. Because that's where we're going to discover the real purpose and meaning of any one of our lives. Before even anything began, God had thought of you. Before the whole world was here, he thought of you. How can that be? He says to Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. Before you were born, I knew you. He knew you before you came. You see, once upon a time, you were not. You didn't have the self-aware consciousness. You know you're here tonight. You're not living in some zened out vibe, you know, like, but you're here. You know you're not me. I know you're not you. I'm not you. We're here. You've been created. You've come out of nothing into aware. Where did that come from? You've been given this exquisite gift of existence and being aware of it and conscious. God thought of you, smiled. I like that. I haven't got one of those. I'm going to get me one of those. And now you're here, you big thing. You've arrived. You've turned up. But he didn't just... It's not an accident. He's not the God of oops. He didn't go, oops. Didn't see that one coming. What are we going to do with them? You guys, think of something. It was like an intricately, exquisitely designed plan had been put together. Beautiful plan. If you're just wrapped up in him, it all begins to unfold. So he is meaning and he is reason. And in a world of billions of people desperate to understand the why, Jesus Christ is the sum of all the reasons and the why of life. And I've got to say his name, because I don't want to leave you in any confusion tonight about God. He gets a lot of bad rap today when he is accused of all kinds of things, acts of God as accidents happen across the world. People killing each other in the name of God, doing atrocious things in the name of God. No, the God of heaven and earth came to earth, and his name is Jesus Christ. You will find that name is the powerful part of what God has sent into the earth. It's not just about God. It's about his son who has come into this earth. And I need you to understand, throughout the Bible, Jesus is described again and again in these glorious light. He's described as the Almighty God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the apostle and high priest of our confession. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the beginning and the end of the creation of God. He is the blessed and only potentate. He is the bread of life. He is the bright and morning star. He is the captain of the Lord's host. He is the chief shepherd, the chief cornerstone, the chiefest among 10,000. He is the desire of all nations. He is the door. He is Emmanuel. He is the everlasting Father. He is the faithful and true witness. He is the first and the last. He is the friend of sinners. He is God manifest in the flesh. He is the God of the whole earth. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. He is the head of the church. He is the heir of all things. He is the great I am. He is the perfect image of God. He is Jehovah. He is the King of kings. He is the Lamb of God. He is the light of the world. He is the living bread. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He is the shepherd, the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. He is the Son of righteousness, the true vine, the way, the truth, and the life. worship him here tonight. Make his praise, his name known throughout all the earth. Come on, people. Lift up your voice and shout his praise. Oh, Lord, you are high. You're lifted up. You're glorified. We will magnify. We will glorify. We will praise and worship and acclaim your name. The first and the last, from your heart of hearts, let his praise fill this house tonight, in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, we will praise
you. C3 Church is a vibrant, contemporary community of people who want to know Jesus more and be equipped to live their best life. We have over 300 churches around the world waiting to welcome you. So find your nearest C3 at c3churchglobal.com.
Hey, it's Beck Pringle here. Thanks for joining us today. We wanted to take a moment to say a special thank you on behalf of Pastor Phil and Chris to all of our friends and partners and congregations all around the world that helped to make this podcast possible. We're praying and believing with you for favor and blessing over all of your lives. To tell us your story of how this message has impacted you, please email us at podcast@myc3church.net.